Hello and a very good morning. Welcome to Money Control's daily podcast, which brings you the best of our Editor's Picks newsletter in an audio format. This exclusive newsletter is curated 5 days a week by Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta, and now you can listen to it on the go, so let's dive into today's top stories. The stock markets are getting back on their feet even as global challenges linger. Indian stocks have been rebounding for the second straight day, helped by a weaker dollar, lower crude prices, and growing optimism around China's stimulus package. What's interesting is that emerging markets like India are drawing fresh investor interest. Many believe that Trump's tariff moves could lead to a higher inflation, lower consumer spending, and a slowdown in US growth. And if that happens, the Federal Reserve might be forced to cut rates, which could weaken the dollar even further, potentially driving more investment into markets like India. Meanwhile, calls for a cut in capital gains tax to stop foreign investors from pulling out have run into a dead end. Economic Affairs Secretary Ajay Seth has ruled it out, saying market ups and downs have nothing to do with taxation. But the numbers tell a different story. FII data shows that foreign portfolio investors' holdings in Indian markets have dropped to their lowest level in 13 months. Ravindra Sonawane breaks down the data to show what's really happening, so check out his story on Money Control. Trump's hard stance on tariffs isn't just about policy, it's about politics and perception. But is India really the tariff abuser Trump claims? Ishan Gera fact-checks this. And a Money Control analysis finds that only 0.4% of US non-oil exports face tariffs of 60% or more, with India ranking 9th in taxing US goods, even behind countries like South Korea, Canada, and Mexico, which impose even higher tariffs. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has defended India's tariffs, saying that they align with WTO norms and that India's interests will be protected in trade talks with the US. Meanwhile, Danish Khan reports that Indian mobile manufacturers are pushing for zero duty on US electronics imports, pointing to similar deals with Japan and Korea. But there's a flip side. Meghna Mittal warns that a tariff war could hit India's export of trucks, textiles, and auto parts. And Chrysal cautions that it might even put India's economic stability at risk. With India's economy showing signs of cooling, economists are betting on another rate cut in April to boost growth. Despite the RBI's recent efforts to address liquidity concerns, reports Manish M. Suvarna. What should investors do in times of uncertainty? Madhu Chanda Day of Money Control Pro says trying to time the market is often a futile exercise. Instead of waiting for the perfect entry point, Madhu Chanda suggests keeping an eye on key factors like foreign fund flows, economic growth, and inflation. She writes that the worst may be behind us and that India's domestic demand-driven story remains attractive at the right valuation. On the policy front, Karnataka is set to introduce a law similar to Chhattisgarh's banning gambling while allowing skill-based games, reports Christine Matthew Philip and Vikas SN. And finally, as Tesla gears up to enter India, JSW Group Chairman Sajjan Jindal is confident that local automakers such as Tata Motors and Mahindra can hold their own against the electric vehicle giant. Jindal says Elon Musk cannot produce what Mahindra and Tata can, reports Money Control. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedbacks or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.